Welcome to Retirement Income Solutions with the team at Security First Asset Management. If you're concerned about having the right financial plan, then this is the show for you. Your hosts, Bill Danner and Daniel Neesmith, are ready to listen to your questions, help you plan for the unexpected, and set you up to thrive in retirement. Here in Middle Georgia, they're the team to turn to for financial guidance so you can have more peace of mind. It's time for the show. This is Retirement Income Solutions. Listen, plan, thrive.
Hello again and welcome. This is Retirement Income Solutions with Security First Asset Management. I'm Steve Gramsci with Bill Danner and Daniel Neesmith, your local wealth advisors and financial coaches in Middle Georgia. Offices, you will find them in Dublin and Macon, and you can find us online at CompleteThePlan.com. Today's show will be filled with a lot of information about retirement and trying to keep your income as long as you live. We'll go to the mailbag here in a second, and then we're going to tackle in this segment a topic we call financial feelings. But first, if you're thinking about your retirement now and you've been thinking, why have I been putting off having a discussion with somebody who is a great financial coach? Well, don't ask yourself any longer. Just pick up the telephone, all right? I'll give out the numbers, 800-987-1443. 800-987-1443. You don't need a pencil. We'll give it out again during the course of the show. But as we usually begin with a mailbag request, so how about one for you, Bill, from Helen in Macon. Helen says, is it okay to have several different IRAs or should I consolidate? I have seven accounts now.
Well, thanks for calling, Helen. That's a great question. And it's not uncommon for folks to have multiple different types of retirement accounts. They could work different places, had 401ks, rolled them for IRAs. I don't know what your situation is. It's always good to take a look at where you are in each of those accounts and what the investment options are, for example. How are you allocated? It's difficult to take seven accounts and have them properly balanced and identified as the what you're trying to accomplish with them. They have abilities to grow. They have abilities to lose money. And it's hard to really get a handle on seven different accounts. So our advice was to first look at what you have. Look at consolidating some of them. And it's always better to try to manage to a goal. That's always what you should be doing with these IRA accounts anyway. What's the purpose of the money today? I don't know how old you are or how close you are to retirement, Helen, but it becomes more critical the closer you are to try to retirement, start identifying exactly what these accounts need to do for you in retirement, whether they do need to be growth-oriented or income-oriented. So it's a great call. We look forward to you calling us and setting a time to set aside. And let us sit down with you and tell you the pros and cons of having multiple accounts and how you should be investing your money moving forward, depending on where you are and what stage of your life in right now and how close you are to retirement. So thanks for calling us.
Appreciate that, Helen. Daniel, it is your turn for a fact of the week.
Well, this week's fact comes from the late Thomas Jefferson, late great Thomas Jefferson. So I like this quote, and it really applies to when we work with folks as they're entering different phases of their life. He said, "If you want something you have never had, you must be willing to do something you have never done." So that makes a lot of sense to me. If you want to retire, you have to quit working, right? But you also want to have confidence in your financial life. So we think it's important to do things like plan ahead and have a retirement income plan. And if you want to have a thriving retirement, you better be willing to have a plan in place.
Now let's tackle the subject of this segment, financial feelings. Believe it or not, financial planning isn't all about math and logic. There are times when it's important to factor in how you feel about certain things. For instance, how much do you care about where you live? Would you be happier staying in your home and perhaps you've raised your family there? Or would you just be happy in a different home, possibly a different community? Gentlemen, your thoughts?
Well, Steve, this is something that needs to be discussed. It's not just about money. In our process, we talk about goals and do we need to downsize our home? Do we need to move closer to kids, grandkids, etc.? Are we happy where we are? Do we want to go to a retirement community? What kind of lifestyle do we want to have in retirement? So those are all emotional decisions. They're feelings. They're things we need to identify. So We like to have a dream casting session with our clients and prospective clients to kind of get a feel for what they really want to do in retirement, because they're changing their life. It's a life-changing event to go from working and then have all this time on your hands to do something, and we need to be productive. And we need to understand what it is we really want to do. So we need to consider all those things. Where should we live? Are we going to downsize? Are we going to get the care we need if we move elsewhere? There's a lot of nostalgia, a lot of memories where we grow up and raise a family in a home. Leaving that's very difficult. But it has to be a conversation. It must be a conversation you have with the correct financial planner, because we want to talk about you, about your feelings and your goals and your aspirations, not just about your money.
Number two, how do you feel about leaving a financial legacy? Important or not?
Well, that's a really important thing to consider as people plan for retirement and plan for income. Now, most of the time when we ask people this question, the answer is always, no, my kids are better off than I am. They drive nicer cars. We paid for their education. I want to spend all the money. But you know what's surprising is, or maybe it shouldn't be surprising, as people do continue to age and they realize, you know what, I have a great life and I probably won't end up spending all this money after all. Legacy planning becomes more and more important, I've noticed, as people do get older. And if that's the case, you want to really figure out how do you transfer assets to your loved ones or leave a legacy to someone without devastating tax consequences. So the emotional, the feeling part of it is making that decision ahead of time and trying to figure out how do you want to spend your life savings. But most importantly, what do you want to do with it if you end up having some left over?
Do you love getting into the details and the nitty-gritty of your investments, or do you prefer simplicity and the ability to devote a little thought to your finances as possible?
That's absolutely the case. There's a lot of folks that do want to get into the nitty-gritty, and that's okay. And there's others who say, okay, Bill, just plan it for us. Tell us what we need to be doing and how we need to be investing our money. You need to be involved in the process, and a good advisor will listen to you. And if you want to know the nitty-gritty, they'll take you down that path. If you just want to know the highlights and then have a plan in place that you can see clearly and be able to follow clearly without all the details, that works too. So everybody's a little different. We try to accommodate the type of personality that we're dealing with, and not, we don't want to run the show. We want to be a coach. We want to be the person that helps them understand where they are and help them get to where they want to go.
It can be such a relief having someone coach you to make better decisions for your own retirement and for your family's legacy, possibly. Give Bill Danner and Daniel Neesmith a call at Retirement Income Solutions. Don't put it off any longer and make that visit. Set it up at 800-987-1443. 800-987-1443. As we're talking about financial feelings, do you feel better if you're completely debt-free, or are you comfortable with the idea of always carrying some debt?
Yeah, that's a really good question to ask as you approach retirement. In my opinion, great peace of mind comes from being debt-free, especially being debt-free from credit card debt or unsecured debt that you're paying on a revolving line of credit. It can really make you feel trapped sometimes. We help a lot of folks get debt-free. We help them prioritize their budget and work through those challenges that they have. Another question we have frequently about this is, what about a mortgage? You know, should we pay off the mortgage with our retirement savings prior to retirement? Well, this really comes down to how consistent are your income streams, and how much does it really hang over you that you owe a mortgage? But peace of mind is a very important thing, and understanding how you feel about the debt that you have is the most important factor in that. So certainly the term debt-free should note that you have some freedom if you don't have debt. We all want to feel that freedom that comes from having things paid off, and certainly you should try to get there sooner than later.
All right, one more thought on financial feelings with this question. How much does market volatility bother you? Do you feel stress when the market is turbulent?
That's a question that needs to be asked of every individual that sits down with a financial advisor. We need to understand how you feel about your money, how you feel about how you're invested. What's important to realize is that all investments have certain characteristics, and we try to help our clients understand the risks that they're taking. And we try to learn how and to follow a process where we actually try to reduce and manage and transfer those risks away. If you have trouble sleeping at night because you're worried about the markets going up and down, what kind of a retirement are you going to have? On the other hand, if you don't mind and think that you can take as much risk as you want, and then you need to have a conversation too, because maybe you can't. We don't want to take undue risk. We want to have a balanced plan in place that will help us navigate all types of financial scenarios. And we can do that if we sit down and create a lifetime income blueprint plan, which will help us then spread out our risk and manage our risk better and reduce the risk that we should understand we need to reduce. So financial feelings, what we've been talking about in the last 15 minutes or so, are very critical. We should have the opportunity to have someone listen to us and help us understand how to deal with our feelings when it comes to our money and our upcoming retirement. So if you're listening today to us, we invite you, if you've accumulated at least $100,000 and are the next 10 callers, to give us a call. Let us sit down with you. We're passionate about what we do. We'll help coach you through the process and create a lifetime income blueprint for you that will help you deal with the ups and downs of retirement, and there are a lot of them. Help you understand the risks that you should be taking and shouldn't be taking, and how it all works together in a nice puzzle that we call the Retirement Income Blueprint. So give us a call at 800-987-1443, and let's start the conversation today.
The number to call Retirement Income Solutions is 800-987-1443. That's 800-987-1443. You'll be calling Security First Asset Management in Middle Georgia. The offices are conveniently located in Dublin and Macon. Bill and Daniel are retirement income certified professionals and national Social Security advisors as well, specializing with working with federal employees and providing complimentary federal employee benefit analysis. So for the next 10 callers, a lifetime income blueprint. Call this number, 800-987-1443. 800-987-1443. This is Retirement Income Solutions. Stay with us.
Getting the right retirement plan is important. Make sure that the person designing your plan abides by the three C's. Your plan should be comprehensive and that it leaves no stone unturned. Your plan should be customized. Finally, an advisor should put together a plan for you, complimentary at no cost or obligation to you. If you're struggling to find that kind of plan, call Bill Danner, Daniel Neesmith, and the Security First Asset Management Team right here in Middle Georgia. Dial 800-987-1443.
When it comes to retirement, we want you to thrive. Keep listening to Retirement Income Solutions.
This is Retirement Income Solutions. Steve Gramsci with Bill Danner and Daniel Neesmith, your local wealth advisors and financial coaches at Security First Asset Management. The number to call is 800-987-1443. 800-987-1443. Thank you for being with us today. This is Story Time. And Bill, please tell me about a time when somebody said to you, "If only I'd met you sooner."
Well, you know, that happens. It happens more frequently than you would think, and I'm not saying that to be egotistical, but here's what we have found over the years, that a lot of people, and probably most retiring people, simply don't know what they don't know about retirement. And once you can sit down with them and help them understand all the puzzle pieces, all the risks that they might be associated with in retirement, then you get a response similar to that, "If only I met you sooner." We're delighted that we can help people. First and foremost, we feel like we're good coaches. We feel like we want to listen. We want to help you understand their needs and their wants. And when you do that, then you get a response such as this: I wish I'd met you sooner. And again, we're not trying to be egotistical here. It's all about helping people understand where they are and help them see and feel and visualize that they can actually do what they want to do in retirement. And it only comes about by asking questions and taking the time to really understand people. So I can't give you any one instance. I can tell you we've had it happen many times where when we got it all said and done, people were very, very happy about having gone through the process. And I might make a side note to this. Statistically, almost two-thirds of the retiring public out there don't consult with a financial planner. That's an alarming statistic. That means that only about a third of them out there are really understanding exactly if they can make it through retirement and have a plan in place to do so. The others are hoping that they can get it done. So we invite folks to give us a call and let us help you understand exactly where you are and help you develop a plan to get you to where you want to go.
I would just make this guess, although by the time someone has said, if only I'd met you sooner, it's a shame because they had probably procrastinated, not just for days or months, but maybe years, worrying about having the discussion or the cost of having an advisor. And so they just never did it. And then once they finally realize, you know, to say those words, if only I'd met you sooner, all that wasted time and probably investment that they could have had at the end of their retirement or that income they needed for life could have been grown much larger, huh?
Possibly. Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, thank you for sharing that. I appreciate that, Bill.
You're welcome.
The number to call Retirement Income Solutions is 800-987-1443. That's 800-987-1443. You'll be calling Security First Asset Management in Middle Georgia. The offices are conveniently located in Dublin and Macon. This is Storytime, and this is Retirement Income Solutions, and we'll be right back.
Time for a Middle Georgia fun fact. Did you know it's illegal to keep a donkey in a bathtub in Georgia? Yep, this one's completely random. So let's get back to the show.
Retirement Income Solutions, that's the program you're listening to. We're glad, hopefully you've been joining us every week when possible. But if not, you can always get your questions answered for items or subjects you might have missed by calling Bill Danner and Daniel Neesmith, your local wealth advisors here in Middle Georgia, 800-987-1443. That's 800-987-1443 for you to listen, plan, and thrive. Time to go back to the mailbag here to kick off our final segment of the day with Howard in Warner Robins for you there, Daniel. I've heard that it's wise to roll over my 401k after leaving my job, so that's what I've always planned to do. But the account has been doing really well for the last several months, so I'm hesitant to make any changes to it. Should I just leave it alone?
Well, Howard, thank you for the question. It's generally a wise idea to roll over a 401k if it's beneficial to you, if you can improve your situation outside of the plan. We know that there's more options outside of a 401k, so you have to weigh that against the cost and the benefits that you have. But the question at hand is your account has been doing well, so you're hesitant to do anything differently. Now, this is a very common statement that we hear right now because the markets have been doing so well. So people tend to procrastinate decision making until times are bad. If you really like what you're doing, just be aware of the risk that you're taking. We know that we're in a speculative time in the market where many, many stocks are overvalued. The real question isn't if, but when we will have a market correction. Prices can keep going up, but we're in speculative territory. So if you want to remain in what's considered an aggressive portfolio, but you may want to stay where you're at. But I would say you want to be real wise about how you invest in this particular part of the market cycle. Secondarily, if you really like what you own, you can probably own a very similar thing outside of a 401k and work with a financial advisor. We encourage people, if they're really happy with what they're doing, we can maintain most of the same investments that you already have. And in a 401k, of course, you have to liquidate and put it into an IRA account, so we could repurchase something that you owned over there if it was in your best interest. But just because it's been doing well, that is, to me, it can be an excuse to just procrastinate. So don't procrastinate getting a plan just because you happen to be doing good right now in an investment account.
Thanks for writing in, Howard. We appreciate that. In the mailbag, as this segment turns over to the topic that we remain in for the rest of the program, which is the topic of right or wrong. Depending on who you ask, you could get very different answers in some of these questions. So, gentlemen, what's your opinion on these financial debates? Number one, what's better, paying off debt or building up savings?
Let's take the middle ground. It depends on where you are and your age. It depends on how close you are to retirement. I think most people like to get into retirement without any debt. There's no question about that. But you have to build up savings to be able to retire. So it depends on where you are in the cycle. And sometimes it's not bad to be retired with debt if you're still trying to accumulate money. So once you pay off your debt, especially a home, the asset becomes illiquid. It becomes you just don't have the cash available if you need it. So it is a debate, but it comes down to one simple thing. It comes down to the individual. It comes down to the individual needs of the people that you're working with as an advisor. What's in their best interest? And it could be a little bit of both, or it could be one or the other, but it comes down to a specific plan and not just a debate whether you should or you shouldn't have one or the other.
Well, let's continue that thought, because you mentioned paying off the house. Is it possible that it's better to pay off the house as soon as possible, or to keep that mortgage as long as you can?
Well, these answers aren't always going to be scientific. A lot of it just has to do with how you feel, what we were talking about earlier. And I would say one of the questions is, you know, how are you paying for the home? Is it coming from cash flow? Are you really easily able to pay for it? And if you're in retirement and you're paying for it, do you have a pension that's paying for it? Is it Social Security, or is it something you're pulling money out of your 401k and paying for each month? The other question is, and the other factor is, what is the interest rate that you're paying? What type of mortgage do you have? Is it an adjustable rate mortgage that could, the interest rate could go up in the future? Is it a low interest rate? Did you get it when you had worse credit and you're paying a higher interest rate? These all factor in, but the answers aren't always scientific. It's going to come down, how do you feel about the debt that you have? How important is it for you to pay that off? And that has to factor in with your answer.
Right or wrong, should you buy term life insurance or permanent life insurance?
So it's always a good question. There is a need for term life, especially for a young couple. Especially for an income provider, because it's less expensive. But if we're doing planning long term, even some permanent insurance would not be a bad idea for some people to look at. It's not a matter of cost, it's a matter of why. Why do we have the life insurance in the beginning? What's the purpose of the life insurance? If we're young enough, it's obviously income replacement or college education or something of that nature. For older, it may be something as simple as final expenses, and so a permanent life insurance policy works well for that. Like Daniel said a moment ago, and what we've said a couple times now, it all depends. It depends on the individual need. So, and that's why it's important that we sit down and talk about everything associated with retirement and how do we find ways to fund and take care of the risks that we're going to have in retirement, which could be life, income replacement, or final expense. Could be all of those. We want to utilize the right type of investment product, and life insurance can be an investment product in the sense that it will replace and or take care of an expense later on in life. So it needs to be part of the plan and should be talked about, and whether we use permanent or whether we use some type of temporary term insurance will be dictated solely upon the purpose of the money, the life insurance.
You made that point, and I don't think it can be stressed enough that in order to find out what you really need, what your circumstances are, how to apply those to your retirement, what types of investments, what type of strategy to use, that's why you need a local wealth advisor and financial coach. And Bill has made that point over and over again. So the number to call is 800-987-1443. If you've been putting it off, it's understandable. We all procrastinate, especially in areas that we don't consider ourselves to be an expert and maybe afraid to tackle. 800-987-1443 is the number to call. Continuing on, right or wrong, we're keeping this theme, mutual funds, good or bad?
Well, first of all, I don't believe any investments are good or bad. They each have pros and cons, but investments are, you know, inanimate objects. They don't really have morals. But I will say that mutual funds, they can be very good. You know, in fact, a lot of people made a lot of wealth with investing in mutual funds. Really what it comes down to, again, is what is the purpose of the investment? And secondarily, is there any way to achieve the same goal with a lower fee. So many times there may be alternatives out there outside of mutual funds. Exchange-traded funds, they're a good way to diversify. They generally have lower expense ratios. They can't always do the same things as a mutual fund. They can't have as much active management if you wanted to reduce risk when certain market conditions happen. You don't see as many of those types in exchange-traded funds. But mutual funds are neither good nor bad. I would say just be wise about, if you're going to invest in mutual funds, try to find one that fits with what your plan is dictating, and secondarily, making sure that it's not expensive. Certainly, if you can save yourself a 0.5% in investment fees by owning a different fund family, and you want to be in mutual funds, then try to select the ones where you can keep that money in your pocket instead of the mutual fund company getting it. So just line up the pros and cons with investments and look at it that way. But categorically, I don't like to paint any type of investment as good or bad.
Well, having said that, this investment in recent years, maybe even longer, has been controversial, and that's annuities.
Yes, there could be bad annuities out there. I guess not bad, but I guess I'm not going to go along with what Daniel was saying. Investments are not good and bad, but the application of the investment could be good or bad. That's what's important. Annuities offer features and benefits, as do mutual funds and stocks. They have characteristics. They have things that they do well or not do so well. And one of the bad raps on annuities sometimes can be the fee, sometimes can be the illiquidity. And so certainly you shouldn't be invested in an annuity if you have liquidity needs. It's that simple. But on the other hand, some annuities can provide an income. It can be a lifetime income. So although that's very conservative, that might be what a constrained investor may need if they don't have a lot of other resources, but they need predictable income. It comes back to what we said over and over again, and continue to say, and will say probably for forever, is that you need to have an understanding of what your needs are, and then find the product, the investment product, that will have a high probability of bringing the success that we need. And so we have to have kind of a broad outlook on what we're investing in, and find the products that will deliver, find the investments that have a probability of delivering the success that we're looking for.
Well, in your opinion then, gentlemen, do annuities have more value if they have the life benefit attached?
Well, the life benefit, if you're talking about the ability to turn that bucket of money into an income that's irreversible, that may or may not be beneficial for several people, but it could be beneficial for someone. An annuity typically does have a feature that could provide a lifetime income. Some of them provide a withdrawal benefit that's a lifetime benefit. So again, there's no rights or wrong here. There could be a wrong application mm-hmm. of buying the product, buying that type of investment for that individual's needs. So what's important to consider is, what is the job? What are we trying to accomplish? And then let's find a vehicle, an investment, or a series of investments that will help us deliver the outcome that we're looking for in a consistent, reliable way.
And I'll add to that as well that people that own conservative types of annuities, fixed indexed annuities, and want to have lifetime income, well, that can provide some real predictability in their life. For people that value opportunity and growth alone, well, you know, you may not be the best candidate to put a significant amount of your assets into something that's going to give you guaranteed predictable income, because you don't care about predictability as much as a conservative person that wants to have an exact paycheck coming in for the rest of your life back by an insurance contract. So annuities, again, do provide, especially the ones that have lower costs involved, can provide some very predictable income that can last the rest of your life.
So again, we're talking about the same thing. We're asking whether they're good or bad, and I think that's bad. We should ask how we're going to apply it. What is the job? Let's find the best vehicle to get it done.
What do you think about precious metals as a strategy? I know it seems like on television silver is the big push right now, but should you own either? Should you own gold?
Well, you know, again, it comes back to the purpose. Now, I'll give you my opinion on this, and everyone's got an opinion on how you should own gold or precious metals, or if you should. traditionally you hear people talking about it as a way to hedge against inflation, but typical inflation is better hedged against with common stocks. They have historically outperformed gold, returns of gold and precious metals through market cycles. Now, typical inflation is a key thing. There are people that believe that we may experience hyperinflation or the failure of the dollar because of monetary policy actions. I see that as a low probability, but if you're owning gold because you believe that that could happen, well, that is a little different than just typical inflation. If your value of your dollar goes to zero and you own precious metals, they do store value. Since the beginning of time, people have used precious metals as a medium of exchange. So that would be an example of a reason that makes logical sense, if you were to believe that, to own precious metals. But I would say, if that's you, don't own them in an IRA. Own them in your home, in a safe, somewhere like that, so you can put your hands on it. Again, I am not a follower or a believer in hyperinflation. I don't see that as a risk in the short term at all. But owning gold and part of a portfolio, if you're going to own it, I would say have 5% or less of your assets in it. It's not something you want to dedicate a lot of your assets to. You know, we've been talking about right or wrong today, and really what it comes down to is, what's right or wrong for you? What's right or wrong for your situation? And have you really thought through and have a comprehensive financial plan? Do you have an income plan in place that accounts for these topics that we've been talking about? Now, this is what we do. We're passionate about making sure people have income that's predictable and reliable and potentially can last the rest of their lives. So we've developed a lifetime income blueprint. We're offering a complimentary financial review to the next 10 callers who have saved at least $100,000 for retirement. We'll talk to you about these questions and how they pertain to your individual situation. We're going to talk about your retirement income needs, where the income's going to come from, how do we deal with taxes and inflation, how do you allocate your assets now that you're getting closer to retirement. If you've heard this and you're thinking about the need to take action, give us a call at 1-800-987-1443. That's 1-800-987-1443, and let us put you on the path to financial security.
The number to call Retirement Income Solutions is 800-987-1443. That's 800-987-1443. You'll be calling Security First Asset Management in Middle Georgia. The offices are conveniently located in Dublin and Macon. Call Bill Danner and Daniel Neesmith, because it's not right to be wrong. It is right to be right. And you can find that out by having a financial coach. Go through the steps that it takes to find out what your status currently is now. Where do you want to go? How are you going to get there? And then let that financial blueprint spell it out for you, so that year to year, month to month even, you've got a plan to follow to get you where you want to be. And I'm sure that is income for life and even past for maybe members of your family. The number to call Retirement Income Solutions is 800-987-1443. That's 800-987-1443. You'll be calling Security First Asset Management in Middle Georgia. The offices are conveniently located in Dublin and Macon. We've enjoyed having you with us today. We need our listeners. Please do us a favor and tell someone else about the program, and maybe join them 1 week coming up, all right? To Bill, Daniel, thank you so much for your time again today, gentlemen. It was fascinating.
Thank you, Steve.
Thanks,
you have
Steve.
A great week.
We'll continue to listen, plan, and thrive by calling 800-987-1443. That's 800-987-1443. Security First Asset Management, Bill Danner, Daniel Neesmith. For them, I'm Steve Gramsci, and this has been Retirement Income Solutions. Thank you for joining us.
Don't forget to call for a complimentary review of your current retirement plan by calling 800-987-1443. 800-987-1443.
Securities and advisory services offered through Madison Avenue Securities, a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member FINRA and SIPC. Security First and Madison Avenue Securities are not affiliated entities.